Boosting Year One's Navy. Year One has launched its first indigenously built hovercraft called Tondar. The hovercraft, manufactured in two combat and civilian models, was unveiled in the Iranian southern port city of Bandar Abbas by Year One's Defense Minister Ahmed Vahidi. The hovercraft can travel over water, mud and ice, as well as other surfaces. It's equipped with reconnaissance drones and it's also capable of firing cannons, missiles and rockets. The air cushion vehicle can perform coastal patrol and carry out asymmetrical operations.
Hovercraft plays a significant role in marine operations. This craft increasingly boosts our capability. It can help us conduct military patrols. It can also be used in logistic, reconnaissance and offensive operations as well as for transporting personnel.
Moreover, this hovercraft, which travels at a speed of 100 kilometers per hour, can also carry passengers and cargo in the areas without docks, help Iran Red Crescent Society with relief operations in flood-hit areas, control fishing vessels, transport staff and equipment of offshore companies, and help with both onshore and offshore environmental studies. Since the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Iran has launched a self-sufficiency campaign in the defense industry and has so far launched numerous military projects.
Today we have reached self-sufficiency in producing all military equipment needed by the Navy of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Since this technology is in the hands of only a few countries in the world, in addition to meeting domestic needs, we can even export hovercrafts from now on.
The Islamic Republic of Iran has repeatedly made clear that its military might is merely based on the nation's defense doctrine of deterrence and poses no threat to other countries.
With the production of Tondar hovercraft, Iran has become one of the five countries in the world which has mastered the technology to produce hovercrafts for both civilian and military purposes. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Bandar Abbas, south of Iran.